for the 1978 made-for-TV movie Summer of My German Soldier. And she's now appearing in a one-woman show based on the life of Mary McLeod Bethune, the famous activist and educator and personal friend of five American presidents from Calvin Coolidge to Dwight D. Eisenhower. We welcome Ms. Roll to your Personal Finance Live. And you're probably wondering, why? What am I doing on a finance show? Right?
I do wonder indeed.
Living out in California, it takes a lot of money to live out in California, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're being on your show, ain't gonna get me no money.
We saw a little telethon, you help Miss Roll retire campaign.
Don't lay that on me.
Now, let's talk.
It may come true.
It may come true. Well, are you retired? Are you considered? Are you?
Now, if I were retired, I wouldn't be so tired right now. But I'm just tired of being tired.
Tired of being tired. Your one-woman play, I guess you call it? Do you call it act? Play?
I call it a show.
Mary McLeod Bethune. Mm-hmm. Why'd you choose her?
Because she's so wonderful. I can't think of a more deserving woman. And since my heroines are not heralded in the books that young people read, I thought I would need to get out and tell them a little bit about somebody much closer to them than they think.
What impressed you most about Mary McLeod Bethune? I mean, she started a college.
Her faith in herself, her hope in the future, for the future, her trust in her creator. If you got those, I don't see how you could lose. She did a lot of great work. Besides, I was exposed as a child, having older sisters and brothers who attended her school. I was aware of her all along.
Do we have Mary McLeod Bethunes now?
I'm sure there are diamonds in the rough. But that's the sort of thing that I've rather dedicated myself to doing and hope that all of the elders would do the same. Sometimes you throw away a diamond because it's not polished and you don't know that it's a diamond. We need more of the grown-ups, the elderly, out there showing these children how to mine these diamonds so that they don't lose a brilliant stone because it wasn't polished. And the only way you can find out whether it's a brilliant stone or not is to polish them all. And the one that stands out, you'll say, aha, there's a special one. But you gotta nourish these children. If we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. I don't care what you say. There is no kind of society that's going to do your job for you. It is our job. And we need to get about the business of doing it.
Now, are you talking to parents now? When you say you, you're talking to parents? Or
I'm talking about to anybody who's old enough to be out there with a job. You've been to school, and now you're out in the work world. It's time for you to help guide some other little boy so that he does not waste his life, throw it away. You don't have to be ancient to have that much wisdom, to know that much about it. And as you grow older, I promise you, if you're busy, your wisdom will grow like pearls. There are certain things you just don't know until time has had a chance to cure you. And those things become wisdom. You don't learn wisdom in a classroom. You learn wisdom at the feet of the elderly. There's no place else to get it. So no matter how educated you are and all that, always search for your guidance. Search for the people, and you'll recognize them as you come across them. The people who are here meant to guide you, meant to open your eyes, meant to make you see a truth. They are here. And if you keep your eyes open and your ears open, you will see them and you will know them when you see them.
Now, at the OIC Breakfast of Champions, you mentioned about young people have it a lot. It's much more rough than. You didn't have to tell.
Society is overly permissive and undercaring.
Why is that?
Because we allow people to take away who you are. And in the business of trying to be somebody else, you become nobody. You ain't fish nor fowl. You're just something dangling in the way. So what we need to get down to is caring. Something we lost. There was a time when your parents sent you any place, all the way to and from that errand, every grown-up you passed was a parent. And if you stayed beyond the time, aren't you so-and-so's child? What you doing out here this time? Do your mama know where you are? You doing something you haven't ever get up, go home, and you better go straight home.
But that has changed so much. Why? I mean, if you hit another child,
false stuff that we have learned, and we have been willing to sacrifice what is ours to follow somebody else. And see, the same rule does not play. Because as soon as you learn a rule, they change the rules. When you learn the rules of the game, so your best bet is to hang out with your own rules. Hang tough with your own rules. And everybody will be happier.
Did you ever always want to be an actress? Going back to your
dad? No, I think I have always wanted to be an activist. I always knew I wanted to do something important. Just what it was, I didn't know. I used to write when I was a little one. And I was a dreamer. But because I had dreams and because I had parents and because I had a creator whom I feel cared about me, or he wouldn't have had me come here, I practically knew I'd have to do something. And it didn't really matter what. It would be creative and it would be good for my redemption, I guess. It'll be the wages I pay for getting through this barren land.
We're talking with Esther Rolls, star of stage, screen, big screen, and little screen. When we come back, we'll ask her about the accident a couple of years ago. And also about Hollywood, when Your Personal Finance Live continues after this.
What was that?
Trust companies having a drop everything loan promotion.
Oh, so that was everyone dropping everything to run to trust company for a loan, right?
No, that was trust company dropping their personal loan rates.
How low?
Pretty low.
Well, maybe I should drop off an application.
Better hurry. Because that was everyone dropping everything to run to trust company for a loan.
Drop by Trust Company Bank's Drop Everything Installment Loan Promotion. Offer good through September 30th or until the drop jokes bottom out.
Call the party line. $10 a minute. Call 1-900-900.
Lots of blue jeans. New jeans for blue jeans.
20 songs for $8.95. Ain't no jive.
Every commercial's telling you how to spend money, right? Wrong, because here's one that's going to tell you how to save money with a few easy tips for your family from Georgia Power. Word, these tips alone could save your mom about 50 bucks a year, and that's good. Just do things like turn off the TV when you're not watching. When you run in and out, shut the door, man. That keeps all the warm or cool air from getting out. And when Mama yells, "Save some hot water for your sister, get out the shower," she's really saying, stop using up the money that could help pay the rent. These are just a few of the tips from a booklet called Water and Energy Conservation. It's free. Just call the number on your Georgia power bill. Then, with the money you all save, your family can buy more videos, more pizzas. You listening, Mom? A new car.
From Georgia Power, serving you with energy.
Because you rise above the crowd. Well, you got to be the leader.
You got to be the leader.
I want to sound it out loud. That you made me a believer.
You made me a believer. The way you get me. The way you get me. The feeling you get from the Coca-Cola Classic.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat the real thing.
The real thing, you got it. A thrill from the start. There's nothing that can keep us apart.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
An important announcement from Andrew Young, reminding you to vote on Tuesday, August the 11th.
This is Andy Young. I've always been a fighter for civil rights, for jobs, and for justice, and that's why I'm supporting Cynthia McKinney, our best choice for Congress in the new 11th District. Representative Cynthia McKinney will fight for freedom, choice, and justice. And I think in Cynthia McKinney, we see a young woman that sees clearly where she's going, who has demonstrated the courage and the integrity to stand up against people with whom she disagrees, to fight for the people whom she represents. And I think that Cynthia will be the kind of leader that we could send to the Congress and be proud of for many, many years to come. This is Andy Young asking you to vote for Cynthia McKinney for Congress because she will vote for you. Cynthia McKinney, for jobs, for justice, and for the future.
Paid for by Cynthia McKinney for Congress. Billy McKinney, Treasurer.
Come on, son, let's go in. I know it's your first day out of jail, but everyone wants to see you, especially your Uncle Frank.
Oh, no, not Uncle Frank. Oh, man, he told me I was going to be arrested. He's going to give me the blue.
Hi, everyone, look who's here.
Hi, Uncle Frank.
So, party man, how'd you like jail?
It was terrible.
I told you not to get in the car, but what did you say?
But I know, I said I could drive fine.
I said you could get in trouble because there were DUI roadblocks all over, and what did you say?
I said I knew all the back roads and had put away a lot more than that before I made it home.
I told you to give me the keys. I said you could sleep over until the next day, but what did you say?
I said I've been driving for over 10 years and never been pulled over. I know I said I was the perfect driver.
Not!
I know, Uncle Frank. You told me so.
Then, after you got arrested, you got one of your bonehead friends to go to court with you. But who'd I say call?
King and King.
But who's been in business for over 15 years?
King and King.
But whose first phone consultation is absolutely free?
King and King.
I know.
He told you so.
Call King and King, 524-6400.
Knock out the flea and tick problem for good. Hit them with a 1-2 punch from Hearts. Get rid of them with Hearts 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo. Those tough bubbles knock out fleas and ticks while leaving your dog looking and smelling like a champ. Follow through with a Hearts 2-in-1 collar. It stops fleas and ticks dead for up to 5 months, even if it gets wet. Hearts 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo and the Hearts 2-in-1 collar. That's the Hearts 1-2 punch. It's murder on fleas and ticks, even ticks that carry Lyme disease. Hearts, everything good for your pet.
You can do it.
Families everywhere are enjoying a splash of savings with the help of True Value. Hi, this is Willard Scott. Bring your family to ours for July's True Value of the Month. Built to last, get our True Value 75-foot reinforced garden hose or the rugged wall-mount hose reel from Suncast. Your choice, $9.99 while quantities last. For personal service and low prices, bring your family to ours.
You can do it with True Value.
We're back with Your Personal Finance Live. We're talking with Esther Rowe. I'm your host, Charles Ross. And right before the break, we were going to talk about your accident. A couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Near death?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years? How did that experience change your life? Or did it?
I don't think it so much changed my life. It made me focus in a little bit more. To realize that, hey, It's later than you think.
How serious was the accident? I mean, was it...
It was very serious.
Pretty serious,
the
wasn't it?
The driver was killed instantly. And they didn't think I would make it. They used the jaws of life to pry me out of the car and helicoptered me to the trauma center. Well, they didn't really expect me to make it.
Were you conscious through all this? I mean, aware of what
in
was going
out,
on?
I went in and out of it, yes.
So you remember the accident very...
I remember the beginning of it, you know. I saw that something was wrong. I remember saying to myself, not to myself, I don't know how it came about. But I remember the first lucid moment for me was, and I don't know where it came from, in the twinkling of an eye. So later when I thought about that, I said, I ought to write this down, my experiences from this accident, and make that its title. Because I don't know why I thought about that in the state that I was in. But the first words I clearly heard were in the twinkling of an eye. And I know that that has to do with the brevity of our stay here. And I guess somebody was trying to tell me, you think you're here forever? I could snatch you in a minute.
So has anything changed about you? Do you think you've changed? Or you said focus.
I don't think I've changed. I think I haven't changed enough to really get my work done like I should. But I've changed enough to know that... I focus in enough to know that it's late. It's time to be busy.
Time to get busy.
I stay busy, but with everybody's work but my own. So I'm realizing now that I must get on with some of the things that I must do. Because one of the things that I'm sure I was spared here for is the project that I'm working on now. Because I was inspired to do that piece. And it ain't finished.
So it's an evolving work. You're talking about the Bethune.
Bethune, uh-huh. Yeah.
So it constantly changes and you update it and... or
it has never been a closed book I finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed more help with the writing. But bit by bit, doing it over and over and over again, I can hear what's left out. I can feel what's not there, or if too much of something is there. So it's evolving slowly. And I'll get around to...
Let's talk about Hollywood.
What
a lot more. There are many more directors, black directors, directing films,
mm-hmm.
producing films,
mm-hmm.
which I would think is good. What is your take on blacks in decision-making roles? Are there enough? Obviously, it's not enough. But what is your impression of the new brand of filmmaking that's occurring with the Spike Lees and what's the
other
gentleman's
name? My first
thought
is, thank God they're there. Everybody has to crawl before they walk. And we ain't never gonna get a genius if you don't help them now so that they can have the strength and the knowing to. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. And I guess I came along too late too soon, I guess. Most of these kids don't even know me.
I don't think that's true. When you say kids, the filmmakers themselves?
I think so. I mean, a lot of them don't really know.
Well, I got to beg to differ. At the OIC Breakfast of Champions, obviously Danny Glover was the keynote speaker, but the sympathy and the emotion was with Esther Rowe. I mean, you got the longest applause.
But you had older people there.
Let me finish now. But you had young folks like myself. I consider myself in that group. And I think these filmmakers are my age. Now I'm tipping a little bit my hand about how old I am. And I think they know of you. So I differ with you on that. In that respect.
What I'm saying is that...
But you know what I'm talking about, the response that you had. Did that not surprise you, the response
that
you had?
No, that does not surprise me. I get that all the time.
Okay. So how can you make that they don't know who you are?
That's my public. The young filmmakers, the young producers are business people. They are my peers. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have... We weren't in the same era or area. So... I've never been asked by any of them to do anything. And I think it's because they were the younger bunch of kids, the younger bunch of people, and it never even occurs to them to
go to the cemetery to look for somebody.
I don't think they mean anything by it.
See, now, if I said something like that, I'd get in trouble.
You ain't supposed to.
Who, in terms of Hollywood, who are the most influential blacks in Hollywood now?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not in tune.
You don't care about that stuff?
With Hollywood. And
really? You live in what city?
I live in L.A.
Okay.
But you probably know more about LA than I do. I don't get around that much. I don't think there's much out there for me. Mm-hmm. So I don't get around. I get all the places that I feel that I need to get to and things that I need to do.
We ever consider doing a TV series again?
It would depend on how much control I would have over it. And on the type of material it aims to disseminate to my young children.
Well, let me ask you this question. What series... Let's take a break. Let's take a break when we talk about what television series are you impressed by? Think about that. We'll be back with Your Personal Finance Live in just a moment.
Ooh, you look like a ton of bricks just dropped on you.
Yeah, my old car just dropped dead.
Well, why not drop by Trust Company for their Drop Everything Loan promotion?
Hey, that's right. They've dropped their loan rates.
Including rates on car loans.
You wouldn't mind dropping me off the nearest Trust Company bank, would you?
Oh, sure. Of course, I guess you expect me to drop everything.
Why not? Trust Company did.
Drop by any Trust Company bank during our Drop Everything installment loan promotion and get a quick turnaround on all kinds of loans, including car loans. But hurry, after September 30th, we're going to drop the offer.
Listen, I know what you're going through. You owe money, you can't pay it, and you're scared to death. Your creditors are bugging you, and all you want to do is hide. When you look at your options, you feel like you've only got one. Bankruptcy. You're wrong. You don't just file the papers and everything goes away. Look, it takes up to 10 years to get bankruptcy off your credit report. 10 years of no credit and no chances. You probably think there's no alternative to bankruptcy. Well, there may be a better way. The Credit Counselors. We're a nonprofit organization that helps you organize your debts, work with your creditors, and get you back on your feet. The phone number is 527-7630. The Consumer Credit Counseling Service, 527-7630. It's not easy, but it beats bankruptcy. Don't you think it's time to call?
Hey, Joe, what are you doing under the sink?
You know me, Bob, Mr. Handyman.
Yeah, right.
Say, hand me those pliers, will you?
Last time he tried to fix a stopped-up drain, the neighborhood fell below sea level.
Hey, I refuse to pay those overpriced plumbers for a job I can easily do myself.
All you have to do is call Riches.
Hand me those pliers. Riches unclogs drains?
Yep. Riches Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Service does it all, featuring Carrier Energy-Wise natural gas heating and cooling equipment. They'll unclog sink drains for only $79, sewer drains for only $98. And if Riches can't fix it, you don't pay for it.
Wow! Hey, hand me the phone, will you?
Just dial Get Cool, G-E-T-C-O-O-L, and charge it on your Riches charge card.
438-2665. Okay, but you better get me one more thing.
Sure, Joe. What's that?
All right, what am I left?
If you've got a clogged pipe or sewage drain, just dial Get Cool, and a Riches professional will be on the way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And say charge it on your Riches charge card.
Famous photo finishes really make the Olympic Games exciting. Catch the daily excitement of the 92 Summer Games in USA Today's special Summer Games bonus section. And on the back page, famous photo finishes of past Olympic Games from the Kodak Color Watch system. Your great photo finishes start where you see the Kodak Color Watch seal for great color. No seal, who knows? Famous photo finishes from the Kodak Color Watch system in USA Today. Weekdays, Friday, July 24th through Friday, August 7th.
Every time I hit a bump, my car tells me I gotta get new shocks.
Then get to Sears Auto Center, because through August 8th, all Sears shocks are on sale. As low as $5.99, save 20 to 40%.
Sears guarantees my new shocks coast to coast, anywhere I drive.
Ask a Sears suspension specialist for warranty details and save up to 40% at the place that installs more shocks than anywhere else.
You can count on me.
Hey, who's gonna back you better than Sears?
In a little park, a lot like the one just around your corner, the weekly office game is well underway.
Morning, gents.
Hey, Scott, where you been?
Shopping.
Again, huh? You let the accounting department take us to the boards to go shopping? You've been doing that a lot lately.
Yep.
Well, why? I mean, on our salaries, even new high tops are a stretch.
Come on, let's take these guys, then I'll show you.
All right. We should have beat those guys. What are we doing here in a driveway?
You know my lucky Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
I put that $100 down, add a little bit from my savings, and this driveway, house, garage, and the basket on it belong to me.
Do tell! HUD Home's $100 down payment offer could put you in a home of your own, too. Perhaps one with its own regulation-sized driveway. HUD Homes, the smart move. An equal opportunity seller. FHA-insured financing required. Closing costs, fees, and earnest money requirements apply.
For a current list of affordable properties throughout Georgia, be sure to check the Sunday Home Finder section of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And we're back with Your Personal Finance Live, and of course I'm talking with Esther Rowe, the Esther Rowe, who thinks everyone's forgotten her, but... I'm going to get in trouble. Let me go move on. Right before the break, we were talking about... some of the TV shows, TV series, sitcoms, dramas, romances, or whatever, that you're impressed by, some of the things on television now.
Well, I'm impressed in part by a whole lot of things. I think the most exciting thing I've seen recently is Daughters of the Dust. For the widescreen, it's progress there. First place, she's a woman. She's black. And not into the degenerate morality that seems to make up moviedom right now.
I like that, degenerate morality.
Well, that's what I think it is. They're so hypocritical, saying that this is X-rated, that is X-rated, you can't show this, you can't show that. And all day long on the soaps, they're showing nothing but pornography.
Hmm.
How hypocritical can you get? You don't care anything about the morality of the children. You really don't care anything about their morals. It's a dollar and where you can make it faster and with less pain. But I enjoyed not only the artistry of the work, but the progression of our people.
Do you watch much television?
I think I listen to more television than I watch.
Listen?
Yeah.
So you're kind of busy around the house doing things while the TV's on.
Oh, doing something of worth. But I have to know what's going on the tube in order to make any comment about what's going on. I should know. It ain't nice to speak about that which you do not know. So I listen to quite a bit. I look at game shows. I look at the news. But it's hard to watch some of the garbage while we're saying teaching children about safe sex. You can't be carrying on like this. All they ever show, if they're going to advertise the Bible, it will have to be sex. There is nothing they can't use with. What is sex to their minds? Sex should be a natural, normal thing. But it is so overblown in their minds that it's scary. It really is, because you give kids a warped idea of what it's all about.
I've seen some surveys, and they show there's a big difference between the morality and executives in Hollywood and in probably television than the general population about issues like sex and the differences. Could that attribute to some of the what we see on television and what we think sex is about or drugs is about or what should be shown on television?
I don't think so, because I don't think there's any difference. I mean, people have put certain people on pedestals. Mm-hmm. But in reality, there is no difference. There is a dearth of morality in this country today. That can be attested to from the top down. There is nothing about present-day leaders that make you stop and say the president's speaking. There just is nothing there. And why? Because maybe the others were just as naughty, just as guilty of many things, but they kept it out of the ears and eyes of children who are emulating them. And you just don't have that anymore. I feel sorry for kids who never saw what the behavior of a leader should be. And they haven't. Because you haven't had that kind of leadership. You've got a leadership that just does the most god-awful things and then turn around and say, I'm going to put you in jail if you do that. And he just did it. Imagine putting kids in jail for stealing a bicycle in the riots. But you don't even say boo to somebody who steals the life savings of a senior citizen. That stealing is all right. Is it because it's your son? Is it because of one of your peers? These are the people who will never be able to work again. That's why they are on fixed incomes. And here are fat cats, young fat cats, who have stolen everything from them and don't even have to give it back. Because then they're going to take it back from all the rest of us, taxpayers. How do you expect to reprimand a little boy in the street about stealing if you have double standards like that? How can you keep him from not wanting to and looking at you like you're some kind of a jackass? You see how much money that man stole, you see how he got away with it, and here you are telling me I can't even take this $5. It's a double standard that we're handing the children, and it's confusing them, and that's why they're the way they are. And it's going to get worse if we don't correct our ways and take responsibility for what's happening to young people today. You've taken God out of the church. You've taken him out of the school. You've taken him out of everywhere. Now, what kind of hypocrite are you? You can't say a prayer at an assembly in church, in school, I mean. Yet if you pick up a piece of the money, the currency will you in God we trust. Double standards all over the place. No wonder the children's minds are so confused.
What do you see happening that will offer hope for these kids, for the young kids, for the young adults, for adults?
I'm going to say something that I'm sure is bold. It shouldn't be said. But this world is not going to be saved by anybody but where life started. So I don't care how you shirk your duties, it's going to have to come back that we have to do the saving. We have been the nurturers of life all along. We were the beginning, we were the middle, and we will be the end, no matter what is said and done. Out of blackness comes life. No baby is born out of a brightly lit moon, a womb. No seed grows except you plant it in the dark soil, nurture it, and let it come back up to life. And we're going to have to respect natural laws and get back to them. We have destroyed the universe and still at it. We're saying about how the air, we're saying, yet we're cutting down the trees left and right, not out of necessity, out of greed. Not out of ignorance, we know better. But it's just your personal greed. I want it. Well, I ain't gonna be here 50 years from now, and I want this now, so cut that tree down. You've got to care about over there, way yonder. You can't care about just today. You've got to care about tomorrow. That's why we have what we have in this world today. And the only way we're going to preserve it or get back to it, rescue it from the danger that it's in now, would be to get back to it. There isn't one place that has been exploited in this world that wasn't clean air, clean water, until we came along with great civilization. I mean, you know what kind of rotten people we are to be able to pollute the five Great Lakes, to pollute a couple of oceans. You know what kind of bad people we are? We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. So that somebody else could have a chance. Maybe the next generation will have more respect than we have had. But we've got to stop it. We're too bad.
And we'll be back after that.
What you doing?
I'm painting banners for Trust Company's Drop Everything Loan promotion.
You dropped paint on that sheet.
Well, it is a drop cloth.
Oh, cute. Well, now, just what is Trust Company's Drop Everything Loan promotion?
Well, see, Trust Company's dropped their personal loan rates, so you should drop everything and go to Trust Company for a loan.
A loan for what?
A new car or a great vacation?
That drop leaf table I've had my eye on.
I think you're getting the idea.
Uh-huh.
Drop by any Trust Company bank during our Drop Everything installment loan promotion. Offer good through September 30th. But hurry, we can't keep coming up with these drop jokes forever.
Is now a good time to invest? In his new book, The Best of Your Personal Finance, author Charles Ross writes about how to invest your money. Whether you are a first-time investor, small investor, or just want to get a better yield on your money, you'll benefit from topics like how to invest $1,000, investing in mutual funds, and how to set up an investment club and more. All written in the easy, understandable style that has made his nationally syndicated radio show and newspaper column a hit. The Best of Your Personal Finance. Pick up a copy at your favorite bookstore for $12.95 or call 1-800-247-6553 and have your Visa or MasterCard ready. That's The Best of Your Personal Finance. Call 1-800-247-6553.
What do you spend most of your time listening to? Rock? Rap?
Yo!
Or mostly just static?
Son, are you listening to me?
You need more music. And now specially marked boxes of Golden Graham cereal have a coupon for $3 off any regular price CD or $2 off any regular price cassette at all Musicland and Sam Goody stores. So get more and less.
Son.
Golden Grahams, you're not just good, you're golden.
Coupons good on CDs over $14.99, cassettes over $8.99 till December 31st. Sale items excluded.
Now, Jude Devereaux, one of America's best-loved authors, presents The Duchess, her New York Times bestseller, which sweeps us back into the lush green hills of Scotland and a romantic time long gone by. The Duchess, a beautiful American heiress, determined to marry into the titled rich. The Duchess, Jude Devereaux at her storytelling best. The Duchess, at last in paperback from Pocket Books.
You're smart when you shop. You always find convenient parking. You select only the shortest checkout lines. You use the Discover card. You enjoy your cash back bonus award, up to 1% yearly based on annual purchases.
You're smart to remember. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
You read washing instructions before you buy.
Hi, Tom Bodette from Motel 6 with family reunions on my mind. You know, with families spread out all over this land of ours, it's not always easy getting everyone together. So I've got an idea. Pick a Motel 6 that's sort of in the middle of everyone. We've got nearly 700 locations coast to coast, so choosing one shouldn't be that hard. Well, then let the festivities begin. Find out who's married, who's got kids, and what happened to Weird Uncle Ted. And since most of our places have a swimming pool, you'll know who's put on the most weight and who to bet on in the cannonball contest. For reservations, call 505-891-6161 and get a clean, comfortable room for around $25. More in some places, less in others, but always the lowest prices of any national chain. With the money you save, you can buy enough hot dogs, chips, and sodas for everyone. Even Uncle Frank, who's been champion cannonballer now 8 years running. Well, I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Come, feel the refreshment of Crystal Light. Feel the spray of an ocean breeze. A walk in a cool rain shower. Feel the complete refreshment of Crystal Light, inside and out. With 7 deliciously colorful flavors that refresh every ounce of you. Come, feel it with Crystal Light Diet Soft Drink Mix with NutraSweet. Refreshment for body and soul.
And it's about 1 minute in front of 7 o'clock, and on the other side of 7 o'clock, of course, we got the news at the top of the hour. And, of course, I hope you've been listening to the Esther Rolle interview, a woman of tremendous wisdom. I hope you had a chance to write down some notes about that. Coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock, we have blacks in advertising and how corporations market their products and services to the black community. And what does that mean? You know, money makes the world go around, of course, and so does advertising. And when you consider advertising, why do you think some of the corporations are marketing their services to blacks? What kind of power does the black consumer have? And what kind of messages are they sending out to us and, of course, around the country? And that's all coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock. We have two of the movers and shakers in advertising, not only in Atlanta, but also around the country. We have Lawrence Cook from Lockhart & Pettis, based in New York, and Sarah Burrows with Burrell Advertising here in Atlanta. That's all coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock. Be back after the news.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Doug O'Brien. The state of Oregon wanted to make Medicaid coverage available to more people without increasing the dollars spent. To do that, it wanted to ration services to the poor. The Oregon plan involved pulling in 120,000 more people, but limiting what they could get in the way of services. For example, benefits would not be available when the condition would get better on its own, when home treatment would be more effective, or when there was little or no hope. But the Bush administration has rejected that plan, saying it runs afoul of the Americans with Disabilities Act. However, the administration said if Oregon could get around those legal problems...